They're warning now, before you get drunk on the beach and at the pool, put on your sunscreen. Summer's coming. Summer is coming. Make sure, screen up before you get drunk. Because if you drink to excess while at our nation's beaches or the pools, you are going to forget to reapply your sunscreen. That's just how it is. We have ordered some high-dollar sunscreen now because...
Have we? Oh, because of your face.
Yeah, because of the scare.
Didn't you have a follow-up?
Yesterday. Yesterday I had a follow-up.
Your skin cancer scare?
It is a cancer. It is a squamous cell noma, carcinoma. And
Left cheek.
On my left cheek. And he did the nitrogen freeze-off 2 months ago, but said, come back after this heals and let's take another look at it. Well, actually, a bit of a dilemma here. Yesterday, I went back in for my follow-up.
And didn't your wife accompany?
That's right. My wife said...
Because she doesn't trust you to ask the proper questions.
That's right. She said, I'm coming with. And I welcomed her, of course.
I welcomed her. The way you think, too, is if it was... You might not give her all the news.
Right.
You might say...
Just kind of glaze over a little
bit. And say, I'm going to do this on my own.
Yeah.
Doc says sunscreen.
Yeah, right. Well, so she comes in, and let me, full disclosure here. I didn't ever go to the dermatologist until about, I'd say 15 years ago. And my wife says, you need to start going yearly to the dermatologist. And our boss here recommended a guy, a dermatologist. So I went and liked him very much. Remember he pulled that black thing off my back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one where it looked so funny. He had all the neighboring dermatologists and all
the residents,
staff members came in and take a look at it. And this is 12 years ago. So he retired probably 2019, something like that. He retired. And a new guy took his place. And that was fine. I don't like the new guy as much. Okay. I've continued to go to him. He's fine. I don't love his bedside manner.
Okay.
All right. He's okay. He's fine. He just, something about him I don't love.
Is he more doctory?
I think so.
Is he just more matter of fact, more business?
I think he kind of moves me along too. I mean, it's like, for instance, so my wife had never met him. So yesterday we go in and she comes back with me and it's me, the doctor, her.
Like that Belichick dynamic.
Big time.
We know where the real power seat is.
There's no question about it. So he takes a little magnifying glass and, you know, looks at it really closely. And he says, I'm going to give this another good freeze with nitrogen.
Oh, interesting.
And then he says, let's follow up in 4 months and hopefully there'll be no more treatment. And I was like, awesome.
Yep.
And she goes, I don't trust this this little thing you're looking at with. I want to know the margins. I want to get a biopsy. Now, he had already biopsied it once, but he didn't do all the margins and that, you know, that kind
yeah.
of thing. And he goes, listen, I could send you over here for a Mohs procedure, which is more in-depth, and like cut it out, or I can do another biopsy, but that's going to cause scarring. And of course, it's on my face. And
that's my moneymaker.
Okay.
I am the face of erectile dysfunction.
I am the face of erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Remember, I do television commercials for erectile dysfunction procedures. So my wife says, well, I think we should do a biopsy to make sure that we get it all.
Are you just sitting on the table with your legs swinging as these two go back and forth?
It's awkward.
On like, the butcher paper.
Yeah. Like a young kid just listening.
And then the nurse is like cowering in the corner.
Yeah. What are the margins? Oh, look who's using big words. Oh, here we go. Somebody Googled something.
No, I'm advocating. Well, that's what your wife
She said to me, you have to be an advocate for yourself. You can't just trust. And so he says, look, they go back and forth for a while over it. And he says, look, we can do a Mohs procedure and cut the whole thing out. I've seen that done. Like recently I've had two friends have something on their back cut out.
And, oh yeah?
Yeah.
But it's big stitches.
How big is the mark?
It leaves a scar.
Yeah, they take a good amount.
But do they really?
But if it's on your back, you know, no big deal. Yeah. It's on my face.
Chicks dig scars, I've heard.
Well, but my age, I thought, you know, I said, so he says, I can do, they went back and forth for a while. He's like, well, I can do the biopsy. She says, let's do it. Will it leave a scar? He goes, yeah, it's going to leave a scar. And he's like,
the second biopsy.
Yes. But he said, I'm very confident that I can treat it today, you know, with this nitrate, freeze it off again and see you again in 4 months and be confident with 99% surety that it's gone. And she goes, not good enough. We're gonna need the biopsy. And I said, I think I want to go with that plan.
The doctor's plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's been watching a lot of The Pit.
She did. She just binged it. So now the dynamic is, it's awkward. It's awkward.
I'd say so.
Big time. And he goes, I don't want to cause any friction. And he says, I've got other patients waiting. And at that point, we were like, other patients waiting. Hold on.
Ah, that's a mistake.
Did you follow him out of the room quietly and go, can I ride home with you? Listen, I backed you up. You backed me up. I cannot go home in that car with her. Please.
He said, as a further layer of protection, what if I prescribe you a topical chemotherapy cream? I know.
They have those?
That's a scary word. Yeah, he did. And he did prescribe it. So now the plan is, he did do the nitrogen freeze.
Second freeze.
He did the freeze yesterday. He said that that'll scab over in a couple of days. Fine. And now I've already ordered. It comes through the mail. And you get a tube of what's called chemotherapy cream. And he said, go ahead and put it on your nose and your cheeks. And he's like, you might get a rash. And you're going to feel it. He's like, you're going to get some stinging with that.
No kidding.
And he's like, then come back in a month, we'll look at it. And then if it's clear, we'll go another 3 months and look at it again.
Okay.
Which seems satisfactory.
So, to all parties?
To all parties involved, and that's what we did.
What about the nurse cowering in the corner?
She was trembling.
She's furiously tapping. Yep. Delete, delete, delete. Most procedure. Delete, 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 delete. Cut a chunk of his face out. Delete, 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 delete. So we're not going to...
We decided not to. And then when we got in the car, my wife said, I've already called Breeze for a second opinion. Now, Breeze is her friend. We're looking
at... One of the true crime gals?
Yeah, one of the true crime gals. Yes.
Okay.
Another big-time true crime gal. She's like, Breeze really likes her dermatologist. We're good. We're trying.
We're switching.
We're getting you in there. And so I'm going for a second opinion next week.
A second doctor. Mm-hmm.
Just to see if she, it's a woman... agrees with the procedure we have chosen. Mm-hmm. We'll wait and see.
Huh.
Here's the.
What if she finds out? What if she's like good friends with your current?
Oh man, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's then, like, oh, I see you were saying, oh yeah, he's great. He's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I recognize his work. Mm-hmm. Look how he froze that cheek.
Yeah.
I've never loved just the way he. Something about the way.
Oh
he
yeah, I, yeah, look, we've in the course of between the three of us, we've seen scores of doctors.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
some you just connect with better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I've never connected, but I have no reason not to trust his opinion. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I said to my wife. It's like, why are we not trusting his opinion? I knew going in this was going to because she was like, you need to advocate for yourself. This is serious. And then later, I was like, but why don't we just trust what he says? She's like, you can't trust what this guy says. You got to go get a second opinion, this kind of thing. Plus, I mean, what if he's 98% sure it's gone, but it's not really gone? You know, then...
You got face cancer.
That's, you're talking about terrible cancer.
That's terrifying.
You got face cancer, and I'm, as you've already said, the face of many products.
including
erectile dysfunction. Now, how am I supposed to?
How are we going to put your face up on a billboard?
Exactly. My face is on
a G.I. Joe scar.
Exactly. How's my face going to be on a billboard permanently scarred like that?
Well, you know, we've seen this is before your time, before Biggie's time, but Montgomery Clift was a delightfully handsome young actor, made some incredible movies, went through the windshield of his car, filled up, had a horrible accident, went right through the windshield of his car, destroyed his face.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So he could only shoot from one side.
Well, listen, I'm shooting a weight loss commercial tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow. And I've told him, get me from the right.
Yeah.
Only from my good side. Yes, I'll be looking over my shoulder only.
But like the way an attorney or a realtor looks with arms folded over a shoulder.
Exactly.
Did I lose weight? You bet I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, this is critical as well. The doctor said, you can't be in the sun between 11:30 and 5 o'clock.
Ooh, pickle.
I got regionals in a week.
Yeah. Oh, once you have the cream on, yeah.
That's what he said. He's like, no, you can. He's like, you can. I said, I do some outdoor activity. And the guy goes, pickleball? I said,
yeah.
You're about the right age for it. I said, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing some pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'll let you play in the morning. I'll let you play after 5, but between like 11:30 and 5.
Don't be especially with the cream on. Yeah. You'll be out there on the court. Who's cooking?
Is that new chicken place open?
Hey, bro. Your face is sizzling. Oh, God, I didn't read all the directions.
I know.
Could you wear a welder's mask?
That's on the table? Because Diesel's already concerned, my pickleball partner.
Is he shopping hard?
Yeah, he's shopping. He's shopping new partners. It's like, this is a 1 o'clock regional in the heat, you know? And I was like, I don't know what
you could wear a burka.
He said, welder's mask, burka, you know, something like that. Has to be like the old Jason pillowcase or hockey mask.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're workshopping ideas.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And this is a serious question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to include our friend Weather Dave with this.
Yeah.
Out of the four of us, we've spent close to 20 years almost together now, altogether. And were you really disappointed you were the first one to get cancer?
Yes. I couldn't believe it.
Of all the things that have, I mean, look at my life. Look at Dave.
Look at it.
Smoking, drinking.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk all the time.
Me. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm barely hanging on by a thread, but of all the things that have tried to kill me, not cancer
yet. Exactly.
Different ailments.
Oh, yeah. Up and down.
Yeah.
But, you know, cutting parts of your body off, it's really kind of an upper class white person problem.
That's right. Let me tell you this. If 6 months from now, if he's like, you're fine, and we get a second opinion, and she's like, you're fine, I'm not going to say I'm a cancer survivor.
No.
I would not wear a ribbon. I wouldn't wear a bracelet.
I will not.
Yeah.
I would not. Because I think he said, I see this very often in folks your age, raised in the South, who didn't, you know, use sunscreen that much when they were kids. He's like, this is very common.
Very common.
Which made me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And, you know, but my wife loves me. That's the thing. She loves me. Later, I thanked her. And I do thank her for doing that. It is like, it's very much like the Belichick, Jordan, Hunter relationship.
Don't answer that.
Do you play a lot of pickleball, sir? Don't answer that.
Don't answer that.
We're not going to talk about that.
You weren't just out at the beach, were you? Don't answer that.